Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me a secret. I don't want to know about this. Any secret of yours, I want to know about that. One special secret. Because tonight, I want to learn about all the secrets in your garden. I want to read your mind. Know your deepest feelings. Wanna make it right for you, baby. Show me, let me share the mystery. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
Come on.
Make it all right. Yeah.
Come on tonight.
I know a melody that we could sing together. I've got the secret key.
I want to feel your
feet.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I am so glad that we had an opportunity to come back together one more time on the first day of the week, which is Sunday. And what a beautiful Sunday it is. It is a beautiful day. There is no clouds in the sky here in Cincinnati, Ohio. It is a beautiful, sunny day. It is 58 degrees, and it's beautiful outside. So I enjoyed myself. I was ready to come back in the house, you know, because when you don't go out, you don't spend no money. So, you know, I was really ready to come in and do all that good stuff. So if you can hear me, Brother Uriah, please push one if you can hear me. That way I won't have to have everybody do it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Yeah, so, you know, today is a Sunday, and, you know, we start next week, and it's been a good day. It's been a good week, you know. And I really don't have a whole lot to talk about other than, you know, we're just here to shoot the breeze. you know, we share a lot of things on our call. And I just want to say that some of you women are missing a really good class on Tuesday. We have our women's call on Tuesday, and it is a really good class. You guys should call in, especially some of you younger women, and we deal with all kind of topics from dating to makeup to women's health to all kinds of topics we deal with, you know, and it's very informative because you have different women from all walks of life that give their input, you know, and it's pretty good. But, you know, I just encourage you to, if you have the time, it's on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m., and the number is 712-770-4066. I'm going to say it again, 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154-102-pound. 154-102-pound. You'll be surprised at some of the interesting things that come across, you know, on Tuesday night, you know, because we have people that are calling in for themselves. Sometimes they call in on behalf of friends. You know, they're there so that we can, you know, provide input on certain things that go on in life. You know, we encourage relationships. We encourage a marriage, one man with one woman. You know, we encourage all of those things. And, you know, it's very important to have a support group, especially being an Israelite, you know, because so many people have been bogged down with so many issues, you know, that sometimes when they come over here, they free themselves like, oh, my God, you know, I didn't even know. You know, I thought we were, and it's like, no, you know, we don't do like everybody else does. You know, we follow Yah's laws, statutes, and his commandments, you know, but some of the custom stuff, those are man-made. You know, so we kind of carry ourselves a little different. You know, we never follow the leader. We just do what Yah's word tells us to do, and that's all we really required to do at the end of the day, you know. So I think that's very important to understand, you know, as we move forward. You know, because one thing about man will bog you down with all of his opinions and the things that he thinks that we're supposed to do. But Yah was very clear about how we handle ourselves. So I think it's very important, you know, that we bring that out to the forefront. You know, we have both men and women talking, you know, and we bring certain topics up. You know, the men have a class, the women have a class, and we bring certain topics up that we feel like will be a help to you as you move forward in life. They've even helped me, you know, with some things that I was dealing with, you know, just by listening to other people. So it's pretty good. I think it's very informative. I think it's necessary, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to share that. Please try not to miss that class. You know, we're only on there for an hour. We don't hold off forever. We're on there from 7:30 to 8:30. And in that hour, the hour goes so fast, we talk about things. Sometimes we go over, you know, very rarely, but sometimes we do if you know, people have the time and they want to talk. you know, sometimes we go over, but it's very important. You know, I think that it's very important. Now, I want to ask the top. I want to ask you guys something since we have the men on the line. A topic came, and I want to hear from the men, you know, because a topic came up this week, last week that we were talking about. You know, we were kind of discussing cyber love, you know, because this is a real serious issue now with Facebook and social media and all these things. You know, people are meeting each other on apps, dating apps, Facebook, all kinds of things, and they're dealing in cyber love. And I just wanted to know from the men's point of view, you know, how you all feel about that, because, you know, case in point, we had a situation where a young lady has met this guy, and she's only known him a month, you know, and he's already talking about marriage. You know, he's talking about, you know, them flying to meet each other, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And you know, we gave our opinion, but it's good to sometimes hear from a male's perspective. You know, it's a few other things that's going on as well. But, I mean, you know, from a woman's standpoint, you know, there were, the way we handled it was all kind of red flags was going up. You know, and I just wanted to know, you know, if some of you guys have some input on that. How do you feel about people meeting on a dating app? And then the thing about it is, how long, if they do that, how do you make sure that they're safe? You know, because some of you all have daughters, you know, sisters, you have nieces, and these women are lonely. They're going on these dating apps and they're meeting these men, and sometimes it goes well and sometimes it doesn't. You know, so I just wanted to know from your point of view, you know, what you think about that. You know, how long do you think a person should wait before they actually meet that person face-to-face? Because there's nobody you can really ask about the person because they live in a totally different city. You know, and I just wanted to know, you know, what your thought was. Let me get Brother Rashalom, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, shalom, sis, and I'm going to give you my opinion on it. I just don't think it's safe at all, especially in this day and time. I mean, I understand that there are people out here that are lonely and all of that, but, I mean, safety first, because you don't know who you're getting with, and you talk about a length of time. You say, how long should they talk? There is no length of time because the person... A person that's online could be telling you one thing, and you never see. You don't know what their true actions or intentions are. I just don't think it's safe at all, to be honest.
So you don't think women should do it at all?
I just don't think it's safe. I mean, I got a daughter. I wouldn't want to see her do that because I don't think it's safe. I wouldn't really want my son to do it. So it works vice versa. So you got some women that be praying catfishing, I think that's what they call it. You know, and I mean, it's just too much into it because you don't know the person. You can't see the person. And, you know, that's just like buying a car that you ain't never even seen and looked at. You buy the car, you get it home, it look good on the outside. Next thing you know, it blow up because the oil ain't changed and all that stuff. And, you know, you might get this guy home. He might be nice and all this. But you don't know because if somebody really want to meet somebody like that,
mm-hmm.
I would arrange a chaperone date where there's somebody else there with me if I want to meet him and meet that individual. But when you start talking about marriage and you ain't never met a person, we're not back in biblical days where you go down to the place and I want you going to marry my uncle's sister and stuff because I know that's family. No, we're not doing that no more.
Well, you know, the difference though is they can FaceTime each other with each other's phone. They can. I'm just throwing this out there because I don't pretty much agree with it either. But they can. They FaceTime with each other. They know what each other's. They look like. But you know, at some point, you know, they want to make physical contact and they want to be physical with each other. You know, and you know, if I live here and he lives in Atlanta somewhere, you know, they are finding a mutual place to meet in the middle where they can both fly to the same place and have this type of thing going on. So, you know.
I mean, I could see that to a degree, but I
can follow you back home.
Yeah, Sister Rachel, she say he can follow you back home. But I'm just saying, it's kind of risky, in my opinion, because I just think that it's got to be a better way for us to do things like that, because you don't know them. I mean, I can tell you anything online. I can tell you anything over the phone. You can FaceTime me, and I could tell you all kind of sweet nothing. But at the same point in time, what is my real intention, and what I'm really going to do? You don't know that unless you know if you meet somebody face to face and you see them, you can kind of get a feel for that individual. We all are able to do that,
right?
Well, I don't know, Sociani. I mean, if people going to do it, I don't necessarily agree with it. But if they're going to do it, all I can say is they need to be extra, extra careful, because there are too many scams going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way, too. You know, it's like if you were to give advice to somebody, you know, like how long do you wait before you, like you said, have a chaperone date? It's just dangerous any way you take it. It's seriously dangerous any way you take it, because you can't really check this person out. Well, you can. You can go through the public record and see, you know, if they've ever been arrested or if they, you know, that kind of stuff. You can do that. You can check the court records.
Let's just, for the sake of conversation, say it like this. If I had some ill intent, I'm not going to give you my real name no way. You know, you can go look through the public records. You can find, you know, John Blue. John Blue does really good. So, you know, you don't know. It's just too much. It's just too much with it for me.
Wow. I mean, I agree. But you know what? These women are so lonely. They're so lonely. They're so tired of being alone that they open themselves up for this kind of, you know, experience. And, you know, it's like, you know, like you said, safety is always first, you know. And I think that it's better when they hear it from a man than when they hear it from a woman, because the first thing they say about us women is, oh, you just jealous, or you just really don't want to, you know, you don't want to see me happy. And it's like, no, you got to be careful. You have to even be careful when you meet somebody in your own hometown.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got some schemers out here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, we try to advise them. And like I said, it's best to hear from a man, because they don't, you know, they don't want to believe you. Or, you know, like I suggested, you could get physical with him, and while you sleep, he can steal all your information, your name, your social security number, get copies of your credit card, all of that.
But you know something, y'all ain't. And I'm going to say this, let's just, you know, because when a woman gets that lonely, when they get that lonely, a man pick up on that, and you got some devious men out here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and I'm just telling you from a man perspective, man, let the game begin. I'm going to treat you good for a minute. I'm going to treat you nice. Ooh, I'm going to do stuff for you that you ain't never. Then your nose going to be wide open. Your nose gonna be open too long, you could drive a truck through it. And that's when I started playing a little game. Let me get a little of this. Let me get that. Let me get this. Let me get that. I mean, it's just too much, because if you open yourself up and you that lonely, you got to be careful. You better have a chaperone. You better have not only a chaperone, but you need a male figure in your family to kind of like be with you. They need to start talking to the male figures in their family if they got them. And get it from them, because, I mean, things like that ain't even right. I mean, I understand you're lonely. I've been lonely years ago in my life. I really was. Yeah, nobody. But I didn't never put myself in a position where I was going to do something silly. And you know what I did? And I say it over and over and over again. The reason I met Sister Rachel is I actually prayed about a wife. Never had done that before. Prayed about a wife. And guess what happened? It came to me. Didn't come when I wanted, but it came. And I know I'm big on prayer. Sometimes I don't think our people believe in prayer, not like they should. Because I could tell you some stories now. When you pray hard and you do what's right and when you put forth the effort and try, like the Most High says, you're not going to be perfect, but when you put forth the effort and try, that's nothing he's going to hold back from you.
That's true. That is so true. That is so very true. And the thing about it is you can't really get mad at the scammer because the scammer is doing, he is who he is or she is who she is. You have to be more confident in yourself, you know, but like you said, mm-hmm. they get this attention shown to them, and it's never-ending attention, and then they find themselves caught up in a relationship, a cyber-love relationship. You know, and you really don't, I don't know. I mean, it's happening a lot. It is truly happening a lot. You know, let me ask, is anybody out there familiar with this? If you are, please push one. If you've had a relationship like that and it's gone bad, or if you've had one and it's gone good, push one and let us know, you know, because it's happening a lot. It really is. You know, now I think the catfish relationship is the one where they pretend to be someone that they're not. They put a picture up online, and the women fall in love with the picture.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they never even really see the person.
Until too late.
Yeah, you know, they'll just stick a picture up there. You know, and they don't even know who they're really dealing with, you know, but this happens all the time. And these are the things that, you know, we try to stress in the women's call because we got young women here. You know, when you meet people, you know, even like I said, it's difficult to meet somebody in your own city and not check them out. You have to take the time to check this person out. You have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
it's just
women,
a bad situation. Is it? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just a bad situation that we in right now. You know, getting so close in because I'm sure a lot of sisters are all alone because you start looking at us from a male perspective. Those of us that try to do the right thing, we already take it. And those of us that don't do the right thing, that's all they're left. And there's a lot of brothers that do the wrong thing. I mean, they just there for a good time. And I hate to say it like that, but it's the truth. It's a lot of our young men. I work where I work at now. I work with a lot of young men. The conversations that they have, I could say, ooh, Lord. I mean, it is bad. I mean, I'm just telling you, it is bad. The way that they look at women and the way that they talk about women, man, and way they do their wives. Come on now. And I mean, this is a majority of the men. It's all kind of crazy stuff going on. I'm talking about this is where I work at, and this is a majority of the males that I work with, black males. And I'm telling you, this is what happens. This is what's going on, and that's why I sit here and say it's kind of risky. I do feel sorry for the sisters, and I really do, and I wish there were more that we could do. But the only thing that we can do is start from these little boys that we have and these young men that we have and start, you know, raising them the right way. And I'm so lucky. I will say this, and I'm going to brag on it. Yes, I am going to brag on it. The one I raised, he turned into a young man, a nice 21-year-old man. That does the right thing, mm-hmm. and I'm hearing him talk that way. But it takes all of us as men raising them to do that, you know.
That's true.
And that's the only way this is going to change, because some of these young guys, Sister Yana, man, I don't know what it's going to take to get it out of, man. I mean, it's in them, and it just won't come out of them.
Yeah, that's true. I want to play something to let you guys hear. It's only 3 minutes, but I want you to hear this and just listen to the things that happened to this lady. Here we go. Check this out.
Popular practice of online dating and the dangers that can exist on the other side of the computer screen.
The Better Business Bureau says they see an uptick of online dating scams near Valentine's Day. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
Our Gretchen Parsons spoke with a woman from Hagerman who hopes her online horror story will help someone else. In Hagerman, Idaho, Kathleen Napolitano met a man on Facebook, and while they never met in person, they began a relationship. Well, Kathleen is now out thousands of dollars after being swindled and tricked by the man she thought she loved. She hopes other people who are currently online dating can learn something from her story.
I didn't get anything back. $8,800.
It all started when Kathleen got a friend request from a stranger on Facebook.
At the time, I didn't think anything because there was no picture. It was a picture of a car, so I accepted it.
The online friendship quickly escalated into a digital romance.
We talked on the phone all the time, emails, messenger.
It was about a month into the relationship when the man began to hit Kathleen up for money.
He told me he was an offshore underwater welder, and he needed some money for his last job before he retired because he had put all of his money into the last job. And asked me for $1,600 for fresh water supply. I thought it was crazy because he was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
But I sent it anyway.
Kathleen says the relationship intensified and so did the request for cash.
He asked me for an additional amount of money, which I sent again for another fresh water supply. Then he claimed that he had a stroke and needed $5,000 for medical transport to come home to me.
It was this last request for a medical transport that Kathleen knew something was off.
I kind of knew. I was at Walmart, and I had sent it MoneyGram. And I walked to the store, and I had tears in my eyes. I knew I had been scammed, but I sent it anyway.
And that's what's really heartbreaking about this, is these people really are in love with this person who they think they've been talking to. And unfortunately, it's not who they think it is.
Rebecca Barr is with the Better Business Bureau.
With Valentine's Day being right around the corner, we're seeing a spike in these romance scams because people are now turning to dating sites and apps where they're looking for love.
Barr says there are several red flags to watch out for.
A scammer will take it off of the site and into text message or some other email or something like that. So they want to get it off the site. They also move the relationship really fast. They're very quick to say, I love you, so that bond gets built really fast.
She says the scammer will always have an excuse to never meet in person, and the inevitable request for money is always bound to come up.
That's when the relationship seems to be getting serious. Something comes up, a health issue, a family emergency. The story may change, but the request is always the same, and it's always money.
In Hagerman, Gretchen Parsons, Idaho's News, Channel 7.
All right, what do you think? I mean, she was out $8,000. She sent $8,000 to this person. She had never spent any time with, never got physical, never did nothing. She spent $8,000 for this person. And you know what? I'm glad we're having this show today because now we can hear what the men have to say. Because I just don't believe in doing that. If they start asking for money, no. That's a red flag. If a person start asking you for money, that is definitely a red flag. You know, oh, my kid is sick. We got a problem, and that's a red flag. That's when you pick up and you run. Don't give out any money. What do you guys got to say about that? What about that, brother? You right.
I think you're right. That's when you run. That's when you get gone because that's just crazy. I mean, but that's what I was talking about. There are people out here, they take advantage of the fact that women are lonely like that, and all they're going to do is take all your money, take you for what you got, Or either, let's say they go a little further and they do meet you in person. Just because they meet you in person don't mean that they real. That they genuine, that they believe in what it is. Because there are people out here that meet you in person just so they can get physical with you. Then they got the gratification from that. And then they get you going on the whole another way, because once they got you sexually gratified, then they can talk stuff about what they want. You know, because now you more, how could I put it, you more attached to that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, indeed. It's really, they even doing it to the elderly people, you know, and it's like, oh, wow. You know.
Yeah, they don't care. Nobody cares anymore. They don't care how old you are. They don't care who you are. It's a thing called integrity. A lot of people just do not have any integrity no more in these days.
Yeah, I agree. You know, so, you know, to the women, to the young women, to the older women, to women and men, because there's some lonely men, please do not resort to Facebook to have a romance, a cyber love affair. Do not resort to that. If you are in a relationship like that and somebody is asking you for money, stop. Don't give them anything. It was so bad that this one lady had sent so much money through Western Union, they closed her account down.
Wow.
But she was an older lady. Her kids didn't know what was going on. And then when they finally realized, she had sent tens of thousands of dollars through Western Union, supposedly helping this guy out. They closed her account completely down. This is really a serious thing, and especially these young women. You know, social media is something that these kids live off of. You have to really, really be careful.
You know, can I suggest something?
Please.
Especially for us as Israelites who know who we are, us people, us older ones who have sons and daughters, of that particular age, what we need to do is we probably need to arrange something where we meet with our sons and our daughters who are lonely and looking for potential spouses, and we need to meet as a family, that family and this family, and talk about what's going on and you know, and let them get to know each other over a period of time. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that would be a good deal too, but you know, and that would probably work with another Hebrew Israelite family, but these little girls that's out here now, they so fast, they can't tell them nothing. I mean, and some of these older women are the same way. Here's an elderly lady. Check this out. Listen to what happened to her.
Tired nurse Mayan de Vilt was lonely and isolated until she thought she found love, but Kyle ended up stealing her heart and her life savings.
I felt that someone like me would never have been caught up in this.
Pure evil. There's nothing more evil than taking an innocent person who is looking for love and turns and steals everything.
The only thing this grandmother is guilty of is having a huge heart.
I thought that he was a completely honest person. I guess I was naively romantic.
My young adult admits she was lonely and went looking for a partner online, a decision that has cost her dearly. The retired nurse was caught up in a cruel international love scam and says she lost almost $100,000 of her life savings.
Everything.
The scam is really adept. They're really good at their art, that's really well practiced, and they have a playbook.
The 69-year-old spent her life raising three boys as a single mum. These were meant to be her golden years, a blissful retirement spent painting and seeing her grandkids.
We said one Sunday, why not? We'll attempt this because I had a good photo of myself.
My young met Kyle online, who told her he was a successful businessman traveling overseas.
He projected exactly that same profile. The lonely person, heavily busy with business, had a wife who died some 5 years ago and was ready to retire and enjoy life.
So here, there's a situation where she's 69 years old. She meets a man online, and he dupes her out of $100,000.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
$100,000. I hope you young women are listening to us. I really do. Because it's just as bad in Israel. Let me let you know that. And I have had a situation even in Israel where it's the lonely women, single women looking for companionship. They meet somebody on their Facebook page named Yakanan or whatever, and they start talking, and it's the same scam. So please, I'm begging you to be careful. Don't send, when they start asking for money, that is a red flag. There is no reason for a man to ask a woman for money. There's no reason.
Nope.
No reason
I agree with
for
you.
Him to ask for anything. So if they got a sad story, oh, I ran out of gas, oh, my kids, that's a no-no. It really is. Do not do it.
That's when you know a man wrong in the first place, when he starts asking for little silly stuff like that.
Yeah,
oh, you know, I'm down on my luck. That's a sorry joke of that anyway. You know, like the Bible say, man, don't work, you don't eat.
Don't eat, that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm not responsible for giving anybody anything. And like you said, they play on your heartstrings. I don't know why I'm doing this today, but I feel like there's somebody on this line that needs to hear this. They play on your heartstrings. They make you feel sorry for them. Like he said, they make you fall in love with them over the phone. They're very attentive. They're going to say what you want to hear. They're going to say everything you want to hear. They're going to pay attention to every word come out of your mouth, and they're going to play on that. When they start asking for things, that's when you cut it off. There's no reason for a man to ask a woman for money, and vice versa.
I agree.
No? And they get these people caught up in this stuff, and they want these people to think this stuff is real, and they just take and they milk, because once they start asking, they keep asking. And it's for little. They start out small, and then they come in with for the kill. So do not. Even in Israel, they do the same thing. I've even
mm-hmm.
seen women lured to certain cities. They lie to them about their spirituality, lie to them about different things, and lure them to a certain city. And once they get the physical over with, they don't have anything. Some of them are married, and they're doing this. You have to really be careful.
Yeah, it's just like, as a brother at the job I work at now, he brag about it all the time. He's talking about how He was getting this one and getting that one and this one and the third and the other until they found out he was married and because somebody else told on him and that person was a snitch and all that. I was like, wow.
Yeah, they don't care. You know, there's one thing about it is there's no moral compass anymore. There's no integrity. There's no respect anymore. You know, if they can get away with it, they're going to do it. You have to protect yourself. You really do have to protect yourself. And I really hope that this young lady is safe with where she's going. I really hope there's nothing that happens to her with where she's going and who she's meeting. Because in my opinion, this is a very dangerous situation. Very dangerous. To be in a hotel room. That you don't know nothing about, be locked in a hotel room with a stranger that you don't know nothing about, that's dangerous to me.
Dangerous to me, too.
You know? Hold on, let me get the area code 228. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes. I have a situation a while back, but it wasn't about money. This was about my daughter. She was about 12 years old, and that's when what's that? MySpace was popular.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on MySpace, and she clicked in on a 16-year-old boy when I got the information. He's about 16, portraying to be 16. And then she gave him her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking, but where he would text her. And but they would never talk. And
mm-hmm.
so one night, I got up to use the bathroom, and something told me to go check your daughter's phone. And I went in her room, and she had the phone and fell asleep, and the phone was right there by her pillow, and I picked it up, and I went on there and strolled through it and saw the texts. Those the text that he was sending her. He started out talking like he was a teenager, and then it went to, well, if we have a baby, what would you name it? And I said, no, oh, this starting the sex talk here. Then I'm reading on down. Then he asked her if you go to the store someplace and I send Eve to come and get you, would you leave with her? And then I said, oh, I'm gonna wait. I kept the phone. And I said, I'm gonna wait till she wake up. When she wake up, I'm gonna ask her about this. And then I said, well, how do y'all talk? She said, we only text. He won't call. So I dialed the number back, and then it go to a voice recorder. And then he will call back, like he's streaming his call or something. Finally she got him to call her, because I kept pushing it, you know, trying to say this, say that. And so he would call her, then get on the phone, and then I put my ear to the phone. And this sounds like a 30-year-old. He sounds like he's in his late 20s or early 30s.
Wow.
Trying to holler at my 12-year-old. And I took it to the police department and let them know about it. They did nothing, but I had to let them know about it. Cause, you know, it's by the grace of the Most High. This man was trying to lure my daughter off.
Yeah.
And have someone to meet her somewhere. And God knows, and that would have just drove me crazy.
Yeah.
And then I said, and I got onto her. I said, you know better not to give your. And then he didn't have a picture up there on his page. I said, you know better. You don't give your number to no one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he trying to lure you off.
That
so it's the reason why you doing it. So I said, I got to testify on this. It's by the grace of the Most High Yahweh that I was able, that when I went to that bathroom, something told me, go and look at your daughter's phone. And I know it had to been him.
And that happens, too. You know, there are pedophiles out there. That's what you call pedophiles. That's what they are. They're pedophiles. If a grown man wants to sleep with a 12-year-old girl, he's a pedophile. And they have rings and rings of those people out there that do the very same thing. They lure the children into a situation. And like I said, it's a catfish, because you think you're talking to a teenager, but you're really communicating with a grown man. So all of it has to be supervised. You know what I mean? And you just can't take people at face value anymore. And I tell my daughters the same thing. Trust but verify.
Yeah.
You gotta verify, you know, because nobody's going to tell you the bad stuff about themselves. They're going to try to pump themselves up and give you the best information that they can get. But verify that there's somebody out there that knows something about somebody, you know, especially if they're local. Now, if you meet somebody online and both of you all are grown, you really taking a chance.
Yeah.
You are, and I praise Yah that you as a mother, you know, that was the Most High giving you, you know, the information so you could check that out and protect her. Because these kids think they're grown. It's like, it's real monsters out there. It's real monsters.
Yes, it is. Because he spared her and he spared me.
Yes.
He spared her brother and sister, because, you know, that could have been, you know, and when I thought about it, I just had to cry about it and thank the Most High.
Absolutely.
And I got on to her. I got on to her. I definitely got on to her. She cried,
absolutely,
too. I didn't whip her, but she cried. I gave her a good talking to.
Good. That's good. Because they come up missing every day. They come up missing.
Yeah, that's part of that sex trafficking, too. You know, they'll be taking these kids and you never see them again.
Never see them again. Never see them no more. Sell them off somewhere. And it's real bad in the United States. Sex trafficking is really bad in the United States. It's more black kids missing than a little bit, especially up in the Maryland, D.C. area. They said black kids are coming up missing, not to be seen no more.
That's a little girl.
Yeah. So, you know, all of it is to, you have to pay attention to it all, because all of it is dangerous to be in a situation like that, you know, and it's just, you just can't take people at face value anymore. You have to check them out. And like I was saying about the one lady, we was like, well, why don't he just come to where you live? If you're going to finally meet him, why don't he just fly to where you live at? That way you're around your family and he can meet your family and everything. Why is it that it has to be in an isolated spot? And that's another thing. When they start isolating you and dragging you away from everybody and it's just me and you, there's something wrong. Why don't he want to meet your family? If he's talking about being in love and marrying you, why wouldn't he want to fly to where you are and meet your family? Because like you said, Brother Yerushalayim, you can fly to where he is, and he got a couple of his buddies there with him. You don't know what you're walking into.
Even if you go, when you go into the, Walmart. And
yeah.
I recall a moment, you know, when Walmart had the little, controllers out where you can practice playing the game. They let you get a free trial with it. They had the controllers out, and you can sit there and play the game. So when we went to Walmart, with me and my son, and with my children, and they wanted, Mom, can we go over there and play the games? I said, yeah, you can go over there and play the games. You know not to talk to strangers. And this, I gave them that talk. And I'm standing there, and a stranger comes up, and they approach my son. They walk right into his personal space, all up on him like he want to attack him. Attack him, but I thought he was asking a question about the game. So, and I'm thinking, and then all of a sudden he walked off and started following the guy. Then I asked him, I said, son, where you going? And he said, then the guy going to turn around and say, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. And he was in his mid-20s. Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. I thought he was a teenager, you know. There's a girl around here, and she likes him, and she want to talk to him. I said, that's a mess. You know, he told my son, and that ticked me off. And I said, you know better.
Yeah.
You going to walk off with a stranger? And he just hurried on. And after he trying to lure my child outside, this is a man.
Yes. Happens every day. It happens every day. It happens. That's why you have to be
and
on
it's this. Sad. And you know, I'm already what they call a mother that overprotective, and they try to loosen up a little bit. Then that happened. I found myself clamp back down on them.
Yep.
But you know, it's just.
Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's just, you know, when you stuff like that happens, it's scary. It scares me as a parent. It just scares me, and I had to tighten up the what they call it, the little slack I gave him. I had to reel that back in.
Yeah.
When I went to work, I said, "You are not allowed to go outside. You got to stay in the house, this and that, lock it down." And I let my mama know that they would, you know, this and that. I didn't want them outside like that if I'm not around. If I'm not out there, my children are not out there.
Yeah, you got to watch
them. We're grown. I'm thankful and grateful the Most High watched over us and kept us. And I pray for mine and others.
Absolutely. But I don't know if you guys remember John Walsh or not, but he does the America's Most Wanted episodes on television. That's what happened to his little boy. His wife went to the store, and he asked her if he could go play in the aisle where the toys was. And she was in another aisle, and she told him, yeah, I'm not thinking about anything. When she went back around there to find him, he was gone. The only thing they found of that little boy was his head. That's it. It's real live monsters out there. It's real live monsters out there. It really is. And I was watching another program on YouTube where the guy was killing the girls off the dating app. And what was so crazy was this last young lady that went with him, her sister went out and got the license plate number. They met him. They took a picture of him. He still killed that girl. He still did. Yep, he sure did. So, I mean, you know, you got to be careful because you're dealing with all kind of folks. And unfortunately, people of the Israelite community, when you put yourself out there like that, you are messing with other people that have no moral compass. Anything and everything goes in this day and time. They swapping each other like it is nothing. There is no moral compass anymore as to what you can and cannot do. Everything goes. If you'll go with it, they'll do it to you. It's real serious now. There's nothing to say, well, that ain't right. I'm not going to do that. There's nothing. The only thing that is justifiable in this day and time when we live is Yah's law. And that's what separates us from everybody else, that certain things we just don't do. It is really serious, especially if you got teenagers or young women and men going away to college. This is the time you really have to sit down and have a real conversation with them. They're away from home. They're away from you. You know, no matter what, you have to always keep your integrity intact. And that is how will you live when there's nobody watching and there's nobody monitoring you? Will you live by the same moral code that you were taught coming up? Are you still going to have integrity and self-respect? Those things have to be drilled in, because if not, people will talk you into doing anything. Because some people come from a background where anything goes. Everything goes. You know? So, and the thing about the elderly scams, with the elderly scams and stuff, I'd be afraid that they'll get their address out. You know, tell them where they live and all kind of stuff. So it's a lot. You know, it's a lot. It really is. You know, but I thank you, sis, for your examples and stuff, because there's a lot of people on this line, and they are listening, and we have to be proactive when it comes to this. We're getting younger people into our groups in their 20s and, you know, 19 and 18 in their 20s and stuff. You all really have to be careful.
Yeah.
You really have to be careful. This is real. The devil is real. People don't realize he's real. Lucifer is real. He is a real entity. And this is it's good and evil is out there. It's real. You know, I know we talk about a lot of things on this call. Most of the time it's prophecies and stuff. But sometimes we have to get down to the real nitty-gritty and be able to give insight and information. And anybody else that have any questions or want to make a comment, please feel free to push one. If you have an example, we want to hear it. Because this is heard all over the country, all over the world. They listen to this in different countries, this show. So it's very important. Hold on, area code 919, your mic is open, you're on the air.
I just wanted to add as well, I worked on a child abuse team years ago, and one of the things that I really found is they look for opportunity. That's what they're looking for. These kind of people are always in the environment. They are looking for opportunity when you're turned away. It could be as short as 5 or 10 minutes. They are always – they're predators. And I'll even say, like, my own daughter, I was in Panera, just standing in Panera. She wasn't 9 feet away from me at just one of the tables. I just went to the glass to order something. And I just, I turned she's in the corner of my eye, and I turned, and there, right outside the door of the window, was a young man looking at her. And you could just see he was fixated on her, and he looked nervous. He started licking his lips, and I looked at him. I was looking right at him. He was looking around to see who else was there. And when he finally caught my eye, he melted away so fast, because I think he knew if you make one step, it will be your last. They are always, always in the environment.
Mhm. Yeah. And they, like you said, one unattended moment. That's why when you got little bitty kids, especially boys, when you got little boys, do not let them go in the bathroom by themselves. Do not let them go in the men's bathroom by themselves. When my sons were little, I took them in the women's bathroom. I just covered their eyes, and we walked straight into a stall. They were not going in the men's bathroom alone. They're predators. I mean, real live predators. You know? It's some serious truth. You know, it's some serious stuff going on out here. I mean, especially, Look, I'm finna play this clip about this guy that they arrested real quick, cause he definitely took this girl's life, and like I said, they did everything that they could do to make sure she was safe, and she still wasn't. Here we go.
Swept Zinaia Barney off her feet.
He said he almost seemed like the dream guy.
Yeah, I feel like a wonderland with him.
She says 27-year-old Danielle Drayton was a handsome, charismatic conversationalist she met on a dating app.
And we talked so much, so much in common. You know, he seemed like a real good guy.
She had no idea her life was in danger.
You never wake up one day and be like, my boyfriend that I'm dating is going to try to kill me.
The man she thought she was falling for, allegedly stalking her, threatening her.
I'll kidnap that
and her son, nearly choking her to death. Now we're learning Danielle Drayton is also a suspected murderer and rapist, accused of killing 29-year-old nurse Samantha Stewart last month and luring a number of women she met on dating sites into a string of heinous assaults. Zinaia says Drayton first contacted her on the app Plenty of Fish in November of last year. She says she wasn't even looking for love.
He hit me up for like 2 days straight, didn't pay any mind. Then I finally replied, and from our conversations went like every day.
They struck up a fast friendship. It quickly turned to romance.
He had a lot in life, and he had goals. No red flags, nothing to complain about. It was a delight to talk to him at that time.
How often did you guys see each other?
Every day. It was not a day we didn't see each other.
They dated 6 months. Drayton even met her young son. Zinaia asked us not to show him.
The perfect guy. That's how it was, you know, pretended to be.
But alarm bells went off when she saw another woman calling Drayton's phone. Zinaia picked up.
And I was just like, oh, how did you know? She said, oh, through the app. I said, Plenty of Fish. She said, yes. And I was like, okay, but did he, like, listen to you as a girlfriend? She was like, oh, no, he didn't mention that at all. And I just told him to get out of my car. And that was how things started going left from that point on.
She says she broke it off, but he persisted, pleading to get her back, even trying to contact her on social media using multiple aliases.
And how did things start to spiral?
Every day he'll keep hitting me up. Like, he'll wait outside my house to the point he'll sleep outside my house for the night or up watching my window.
When did you start realizing that there might be a threat to you?
He waited outside my house. I don't know the particular day, but it was in June.
She says he started throwing rocks at her window, at one point sneaking inside.
And then that's when he placed a ladder clean through my window because I wouldn't let him in my house.
Now, I tried to climb through the window. He done turned into a stalker, but he tried to choke her to death. Real serious. This stuff is serious. I mean, you can, guess what? This can happen to you if you meet a regular person. Just meet somebody at the store. You don't know who they are. You have to take time to check people out. You do. You really do. Yeah, you really, really do. He tried to take her life because she did not want to deal with him anymore. You've got to be careful. Ladies, young ladies, be careful out there when you're meeting these guys, especially being Israel. Because they do the same thing over here as Israelites. They just change their name. They still the same people. You have to take the time to check out who you with and make sure you do your due diligence to the best of your ability. Because it's too much jumping off. Too much. Anybody else want to push one? Anybody else that's already open have a comment? You know, because this is serious. This is very, very serious, you know, and like I said, I know everybody wants to be with somebody. Everybody wants to have a partner, but you have to trust Yah in this situation, too. You still have to pray and ask Yah to lead you, because it's a lot of people out here that are about the wrong thing. Like Brother Yerushalayim said, they have no respect for women. It's a big game. It's a big game.
It's a huge game, too. Huge gang. I mean, and I just listened to that, and you know, I was just sitting here looking. You know, I got a daughter, and she just come outside running around all barefoot. And so I said, "Boy, thank God you're a little tomboy." So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just so much they can get into, and not knowing, because somebody could turn your child against you.
Yeah. And they do that too. Like I said, that's where the isolation comes from, when they start to isolate you from your family and make you believe that there's nobody that cares about you but them, and I want you all to myself because I just love you like that. Red flag. Red flag.
No. Oh, yeah.
That's not, and then they don't want you to have anything to do with your family anymore, and you know, all of a sudden you have no friends anymore, just you and him. Red flag. Seriously. And that's what they were saying about this person, that he constantly called all day, all night, all day, all night. And I'm like, well, when do you have time for yourself? Don't you have your own social life? You have nothing else better to do than to call me all day, all night?
Yeah, that's a problem. And then he started doing that. He obviously ain't got a job. Obviously ain't got nothing going on.
Something is wrong. That you don't have anything else better to do than if they call me all day. You're not that much in love. That's you're not.
Yeah, I always say, boy, my mind going to hate me when she gets a little older. Because I'm going to scrutinize every one of them.
You know, you have to be careful. This thing out here is real. These people out here are real. These demons is real. So we have to definitely be careful. Anybody else want to comment on this? Anybody else want to push one? You know, and share your experiences with, you know, having a near miss experience with someone you met online, or, you know, something that you want to share with someone else to protect them and keep them out of harm's way, you know, because this is how we learn, by other people's experiences. You know, you have to be here. Hold on, area code 904. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Jackson, since we're on this topic, there's one thing we need to cover, too, is the women that are so lonely who develop these relationships with men in prison. That's a big issue as well. You know, they get women to send them money, and they have no intentions on doing anything with that but just the money. Then they come out and want to live with these women and cause danger to them and harm to them as well. So I think that's serious as well.
That is very true. That's true. That is very, very true. Happens all the time. You know, and it's the same situation. It's just like online love relationship. You know, you meet them in jail, and, you know, you start pen paling, and they have pen pal relationships and all this kind of stuff. Absolutely, that is the same experience. You have to be extra careful because a lot of times all they want is somebody to support them while they're in prison. And they will say until they have nothing on their hand but time. They can say whatever you want them to, whatever you want to hear, they'll tell you to get what they want. That is it's the same thing. You know, it's just a different location where you have an online person that you have access to, and you have a prison person that you don't have access to. It's the same concept. It goes the same way. You have to be careful. Because they will get you all that. And like I said again, when you start asking for money, that's an issue. Because everybody's supposed to have their own job, making their own money, and making their own way. And if he just met you, and you guys haven't known each other even for years, and he starts asking you, he starts having personal dilemmas and problems where they got to have money, no, that is a scam. I remember my dad called me one time, and he was so excited. He was like, oh, Publisher Clearinghouse just called me and told me that I won $2 million. And I am so excited, and I can't wait. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, Publishers Clearinghouse. I said, do they call people? He's like, yes, they told me. I said, Daddy, I said, did you send them money? He said, well, they told me I had to send them $55. I said, no, it's a scam. No, it isn't. I said, yes, it is. It's a scam. So I called Publishers Clearinghouse for him. I called Publishers Clearinghouse for him and put him on a three-way. She said, we never call anybody. If you win, we show up at your door. We don't call people and give people, ask people to send money. So when he stopped sending it, they start threatening him. They threaten his family and everything. Have to be careful. It's all kind of scams out here. I had somebody call me the other day and said there's something going on with your Amazon account. It seems like someone has charged $3,000 on your card, your credit card on Amazon. We need you to call right away. And I called the number. I said, you said someone had scammed my card, and the man was from another country. He was like, yes, it seems like someone has scammed your card. I said, on my Amazon account. He said, yes. I said, what's the email address on the account? And he gave me the wrong name. I said, oh, this is a scam. I said, no thanks, don't call me again. And I had, you know what I had to do? I had to backtrack to my grandchildren, because I have grandchildren in their 20s, they're 19, 18, 17. I had to tell them, don't ever give your information out over the phone. Don't give your social security number to no one. If somebody calls you and they're asking you for information, find out what the name of the company is, and then you call the company yourself. Don't ever be threatening to give any information out on the phone. They coming at us at every which way they can. Because, you know, they young out the gate. They got their first jobs. They working. You know, they'll scare them into giving. I said, don't give any information over the phone. None. So all of it is, you're right, all of it. It's something that we have to be able to prepare and get our children ready, our adults, young adults, older adults, no matter how lonely you get, it's not worth that. It's not worth that. Where the guy was calling, claiming to be the IRS. Didn't know he was talking to an IRS agent. He called the IRS agent's home number. And the man talked to him. He said, oh, really? So what's your number now? He gave him a number. My rep's number is so-and-so. He said, oh, really? And you want me to give you my credit card number over the phone? He was like, yes, you can take care of this right away so we don't have to take this to court. And he was like, well, you know what so happens? I work for the IRS. You should have seen him getting off the phone. Call the regular IRS agents. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Because if it's not done through love, it's done through fear. You know? And they said some of these love online scams go all the way back to Nigeria. It's a whole racket full of them. And they make millions and millions of dollars taking advantage of people. They do. Prison too. Taking advantage of people. They dupe these women out of so much money. They do. So you have to really be careful. Like he said, they'll make you fall in love with him, your nose open, you think you the best thing since sliced peanut butter. When they get through, they be done took everything you have. And then tell you at the end, did nobody tell you to do that? You did that on your own. I ain't make you do that. You shouldn't have did it. So, you know, we have to be able to teach our children and everyone to be extremely careful, because people are out here trying to get as much money as they can, any kind of way they can, as fast as they can. As fast as they can. Anybody else have any suggestions of online scams that people have going on? Because it's multiple ones. No. Multiple scams. Oh, okay, and I also want to share with Brother William. Brother Uriah sent me an email, and we were talking about that, to change the subject real quick, we were talking about that omega-3 oil. He said that algae oil, is that how you pronounce it, Brother Uriah?
Yeah, algae oil, A-L-G-A-E. It was like an equivalent to the krill oil. And I basically just did a fast Google search on it. You know, I didn't do it in detail, but it was called algae oil.
Okay, cool.
It's something you can look into or look at it.
Okay. Talking about the algae oil. Okay, yeah, that works. You know, we just want to make sure that you got that out there. But, yeah, you know, we live in a wicked world. And we have wicked people in the wicked world. And you have to really be careful as to who you're dealing with and how you're dealing with people, because people are truly wicked. And they want to take advantage of you if they can. You know, so we just want to be able to share that. Area code 928, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I had to call the FBI on one of them. One day they called me. I wasn't feeling too well. And they threatened me, saying they were going to have me arrested. My social security number had been compromised. And so I left them on the phone, and I did a conference call with the FBI. I told them, hold on a moment, because I got somebody who said they're going to have me arrested, and I'm not feeling too well. I need you to do your job on this. And actually, the officer said, well, we got it from here. He was on the other line with the person. So I know they traced that phone call. And I was like, I don't even care what happens to them or whatever, because if you're going to take advantage of me, like my mom said, who's zooming who? My mom used to say, who is zooming who? Yeah, I called the FBI on them. I did. I really did. I was happy to do it.
And see, that cyber love, they have FBI agents who research those cyber accounts. And they have started to arresting these people, you know, but the best way to beat them is don't give them anything. Like I said, when they start asking you for money, that's a red flag. When they start talking about isolating you from your family and it's just me and you against the world and I'm so worried about you, I don't want you to go out the house, that's a red flag. That is a person with a problem. Seriously. You know, your control is the mechanism. You have to be careful you have to be careful. It's a red flag. Because there are people that will control and take every part of your life if you let them. No one has the right to steal your choice. You have a right to make your own choice in your own life and run your own life. This is some serious stuff out here. People, these young women are dying, and it's like, wow, you know, it's just a lot going on. Hold on just a minute. I want you guys to hear this one. Give me 1 second. This is another situation. Here we go. Check this out.
Tonight, new development is the death of a 23-year-old black woman who died after a dating app meetup after protesters demanded answers. Marching on what would have been Lauren Smithfield's 24th birthday Sunday, carrying balloons to mark the occasion. Smithfield's was found unresponsive in her apartment December 12th. Her family now filing a notice of claim, a first step in preparing to sue the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut, for its, quote, racially insensitive handling of Smithfield's sudden passing.
I mean, whatever happened that night, we want to know, and we want to feel like that they care as much as we care.
She was found by a man she allegedly met on the dating Bumble, according to a police incident report provided by the family attorney. The man is 37 years old and white, according to public record, and he called the police, according to the incident report, when he says he woke up next to her and she was not breathing.
The man who found Lauren is not currently considered a person of interest. What is the family's response to that?
The family is very insulted by that. They weren't looked at as a person of interest, and we feel that is racially motivated.
Tonight, her death was an accident by the Connecticut chief medical examiner. The cause of death is multiple drugs, including fentanyl and alcohol. According to the police report, the man told police that the night before, the two were drinking tequila and Smithfields became ill and, quote, went to the bathroom to vomit. They continued drinking and she fell asleep. The report makes no reference to the two having sexual relations that night. The man says he heard Smithfield snoring around 3:30 a.m. When police arrived before 7 a.m., she had been, quote, dead for at least an hour or more and had dried blood in and around her right nostril.
The family is alleging a racially insensitive handling of the case, that their civil rights were violated. What exactly are you referring to?
We know that we are seeing the response that the nation has given to Gabby Petito when she went missing. We don't have anything that comes even close to that in this particular case.
Their attorney says the family found a note with a phone number on Smithfield's door around 7:30 p.m. the next day. The landlord notified them of her death.
And they're told there's nothing to investigate. He seems like a nice guy. They never quarantined the area. They never collected anything of value.
Instead, according to the notice of claim, the family found their own evidence, including bloodstained sheets and, quote, a pill used as a sedative and a used condom. The Bridgeport police did not comment on the specific allegations made by the family, but in a statement said in court, the investigation remained open and active, and the department offers its sincerest condolences to the family and friends of Ms. Lauren Smith Fields.
I never get to touch her again. It's deplorable how they treated us. I see her in everything I do.
All right, Sinclair joins us from here in 30 Rock. So
that's pretty rough, man. How does that work? How do you get to wake up next to somebody and she dead and you not a suspect?
That's crazy.
How does that work? You know, I don't understand how that works. And you know, he was a nice guy. How does that work? You know, I'm telling you, ladies, please be careful. Men, please be careful. Young men, old men, please. I remember my insurance man told me one time, he was like, I said, how are you and your wife? He said, I got a divorce. I said, what happened? He said, I'm fearing for my life. I'm like, Lord have mercy. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. But I'm like, you fear for your life? He said, she was crazy. He said, I really feared for my life. And I'm like, look. You know, everybody must be rushing into these things here lately. You got to be careful. You just cannot take people at face value anymore. Trust but verify. Don't take, listen, young women, single women, please trust but verify. You know, because the people lie about where they live. They lie about who they are. They lie about their name. They lie about their life. Leave. That is a red flag. You know? Please. This is serious. You know, so it's a reason why we're having this conversation. And I don't know who it all here that needs this, but be careful. You like Brother Yerushalayim say, take somebody with you on the first day. You don't have to be alone with them. Meet them in a certain place. Don't get in their cars. Meet them somewhere. And then when the date is over, you go your way and you let him go his way. You have to really take the time to get to know people that you're wanting to bring into your personal space. You know, can I come pick you up? I'll meet you where we're going. We'll meet at a restaurant or something, and then, you know, we can have dinner, and then I'm going to go home. I'm not getting in your car. Some people are never seen again. And teenagers, I mean, these people talking about their children being lured and people texting them and stuff, because you have to monitor their Facebook pages and their phones and all the stuff. You have to monitor what they're doing. Mess around my phone. It's crucial because these people are criminals.
That's correct.
It's crazy. You know, and it don't matter who it is, whether they white, whether they black, whether they whatever, they come in all, the monsters come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. They do. And there's some people that are monsters. Because like you said, like she said, he was very intelligent, very personable. He held a very intelligent conversation. You know, he had goals and ambitions. All the things that we are told to look for, but he was crazy. Monsters. No, it's real serious. It's serious. You know, seriously. You know, it's just something. You have to watch some of these scams and catfish romance scams and stuff, and you see how these women are just being duped out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they ain't even seen the dudes. It's like, how did you not see his face? You know, so I just, you know, I hope that this has helped somebody. I don't know, you know, who this is for, but I really hope that you guys take the time and get to know who you're dealing with. You know, if you feel like you're in a relationship like that, get out of it. And be very strategic as to how you get out of it. you know, because some serious stuff, you know. And don't give out any personal information over the phone. Don't give your address to nobody, none of that. Matter of fact, you know, you can set up a Google Voice phone number, and that's the number that you can use, and nobody has to ever have your personal phone number. Never. You can forward that number into your regular phone, and nobody ever has to have your phone number. You have to protect yourself, and that's the only number that you give out. You can set all that kind of stuff up, too, to the point where you don't have to, you know, I mean, I hate to sound, you know, like we on a spy mission or something, but you really do have to be careful until you know you can relax with somebody. Really.
Yeah.
I hate to sound like that, but I mean, you know, look at what's happening. How you lay next to somebody and you not the prime suspect, and they was alive when y'all laid in the bed together, and then you woke up and she dead and you not the suspect? That's something wrong.
Maybe a police officer.
And then the thing about it is they said the police didn't even give the death notification. The landlord gave the death notification. They didn't even call
because he could have been an undercover police officer, because they are renowned for killing black people, dark-skinned people, I'm going to say. I'm not going to use the term black. You taught me better than that. Dark-skinned people. So he may be an undercover officer because they are renowned for killing dark-skinned people.
And she was a beautiful girl. Hold on, area code 540, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, my sisters, please be careful. My brothers also, but because you are dealing with Decepticons out here, and they transform at any time.
Yeah. Yes, dangerous stuff. Dangerous stuff. So, you know, you all pray for the sister, you know, that everything be okay, but, you know, we just have to warn. We have to warn. It's our job to warn. You guys have heard it from the men. The men have talked. So you know it's not just us being paranoid. The men have told you that this ain't right. These kind of behaviors are not right.
And please watch the zaddies. Watch the zaddies. I know that, you know, you know your heart won't want to go there, but be careful. Check old boy out. Have somebody in your family that's with you. Don't go off by yourself with them. Nowhere. Go always to a public place and stay there. Get to know him. And my brothers that want the Becky, the same thing. You have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're killing us too.
Yeah, they are. They are. They really are. You know, this is not no joke. This is serious. The devil is playing for keeps. Especially Israel. You have to really be careful. You know, so we going to keep teaching, because we have to teach our young men and women how to conduct themselves. And, you know, we're going to keep doing this because it's good to hear, you know. And, you know, just be very diligent when you find out, and be very protective as to how you present yourself. And don't put yourself in harm's way. Don't do that. You know. Really, you know, because the monsters is real. The monsters is real, you know. So it's just, we just wanted to share that with you guys today, you know, to give you an opportunity to let you know what's happening, you know. And everybody says, "Oh, I know, but it's not going to happen to me." You don't know. You don't know who you're going to deal with, because one thing about them is they can be very polite and very charming, and in a fraction of a second, turn into a monster. Real talk. And you'll be in a position where you never thought you'd be, and couldn't understand how you got there, and you alone with him. My daughter had a friend like that. She went out with this guy, and they got involved in a sexual relationship, and he choked her out and killed her. And nothing happened to him. He didn't go to jail or nothing, because they felt like that was a part of their sex act, and they were doing what they do. And it just got out of hand, and that's what, hey, I'm just saying, you got to be careful out here. These people are crazy. Left three little kids by themselves without a mother. be careful. Not that serious. You know, we want everybody, when we leave, we want everybody to leave with us. But in order for you to do that, you have to protect yourself. Like Brother Yerushalayim said, safety first. Always. Safety first. You know, Brother William, be careful. You know, Brother Uriah said the same thing. Watch the prison relationships. It's the same thing. It's just a different concept, but it's the same thing. Be careful. Everybody wants something from you, and when they start asking for money, that is a red flag. I had a brother ask me, Yaini, can you loan me $30? I said, I don't give men money. I'm sorry. All them people in the city where you live at, you in the city with your own family, all your family members, you had to walk past them to ask me? Uh-uh. No, I don't do it. I'm so sorry. I don't. You know, I can't help you. I'm sorry. And I ain't heard from you since. No. Nope. But like I said, they start small. And if they figure they can get that off, they'll keep on asking and keep on. I had a brother send me an email talking about him. He was out of work. Him and his wife, he was out of work and she was out of work. And he was standing in full guard, up, leaned up next to a brand new Mercedes. Tell me, can I send him $2,500? I ain't going to tell you what I put in the email. I'm just, I won't send that again, I tell you that much. They don't have nowhere to live. When I got through with him, I'm sure he went and found a job. Don't be scammed by these Israelite brothers either. Fantasizing. And you know, because you got on guard, that means absolutely nothing. Make your own way and get a job and take care of yourself. So, you know, be careful, everybody. Anybody else have any comments? We're going to go up the line and let you say this before we dismiss for the evening. Brother William, area code 540, what would you like to say to the audience before we dismiss? Is he still with us? Okay, let's see. All right, let's move on up. Area code 928, what would you like to say?
Just be sure to pray before you leave and be careful, like she's saying. Don't be afraid to, like I said, I never gave him any information, but tell him just one moment, and if you can, just contact the authorities and let the, I like to use the FBI, and let them know I have someone who is, can you investigate the situation or whatever. They will never bother you again, and they will spread the word of that's not the person to bother. And keep to yourself, like, just keep safe. Stay safe. Pray always. Be wise as serpents, humble as dove.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, area code 904.
Just to reiterate the topic of discussion today, just to be very careful out there. Put all safety measures in place. That's the most important thing.
All right, area code 228.
Yes, to be, like you said, be prayed up and keep your head on the swivel and plead the blood over your children and yourself and those that you see out there in the stores that people, their parents are not minding them.
All right, we sure will. Brother Yerushalayim, last, you and Sister Rachel.
I'd just like to say, you know, everybody stay prayed up, be safe. And just, if you really need, you really want something, pray and ask the Most High about it first before you do it. Let him guide your steps and you always be right.
All right, hallelujah. And you have heard directly from the audience, and we say the same thing. Have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll see you all next week at our regularly scheduled programs. Shalom, shalom, everyone, and we'll see you then. Good night.